This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Michael Brown. Voters in the U.S. state of Georgia will decide the balance of power in Congress in a pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections later today. The outcome of these Senate races will help shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of President-elect Joe Biden's four-year term. Republicans are unified against Biden's plans for health care, environmental protection, and civil rights, but some fear that outgoing President Donald Trump's attempt to undermine the integrity of the nation's voting systems may discourage voters in Georgia. At a rally in Georgia on the eve of Tuesday's runoff, Mr. Trump repeatedly declared that the November elections were plagued by fraud, although Republican officials in the state say that did not occur. Polls show the two Democrats, with slight edges in the Senate race, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the November balloting. None of the early ballots will be tabulated until Tuesday, and official winners, depending on how close the vote counts are, likely will not be known on election night. Well, America's capital city, Washington, D.C., has mobilized the National Guard ahead of planned protests in the city by President Trump supporters as Congress votes on Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. Trump supporters are planning to rally in Washington Tuesday and Wednesday, seeking to bolster Trump's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. And North Korea does not appear to be preparing a major provocation at the onset of the administration of President-elect Biden, according to the top U.S. general in South Korea, amid concerns Pyongyang could soon conduct a missile or other weapons test. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a new national lockdown for England until at least mid-February to fight fast-spreading new variant of the coronavirus. The latest restrictions comes as Britain ramps up its COVID vaccination program. Beginning today, schools and colleges will be closed for face-to-face instructions. All non-essential shops and personal care services, such as hairdressers, will be closed, and restaurants can only operate takeout services. People are urged to work from home unless it's impossible to do so, and leave home only for essential trips. Mexico's president welcomed the rejection by a British judge of the United States' request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on espionage charges and offer him political asylum and protection in Mexico. If the offer from Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador materializes, it could become a sticking point between Mexico and the United States, since U.S. prosecutors have charged him with more than a dozen counts of espionage. Assange, who was released on bail in 2012, took refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, which was his home for 7 years until of his expulsion and subsequent arrest. Assange has been held in a London prison since April of 2019. Niger is observing 3 days of national mourning following the massacre of 100 civilians in two villages. Killings happened in the western region of the country, where Islamist militants have carried out a series of attacks. Government said an investigation had been launched to find the perpetrators. A U.S. judge on Monday blocked the Trump administration from sanctioning human rights lawyers for supporting the work of the World's War Crimes Tribunal, the International Criminal Court. Trump had authorized economic and travel sanctions against employees of the Hague-based ICC and anyone supporting its work, including an inquiry into whether U.S. forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan between 2003 and 2014. A Department of Justice spokesperson declined to comment. A Biden administration may consider lifting those sanctions as it evaluates the use of sanctions in foreign policy, according to two sources. And a new study says the amount of global warming already baked into the air because of past carbon pollution is enough to blow past internationally agreed upon climate limits. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.